But nun, of course, everybody made a ifis tevea, knas, so then, and since the chiyuv of shvus hatikon requires a hidoyeh, it's only when he's made it, then he's mechuyev to bring the rosh. But if he's not made it, he's not mechuyev to bring a rosh. And if it's knas, so maybe knas is prota. So there is no yitzias of chiyuv shvus cotton by knas. Unless he the tevei is, the tevei is after Amar Ebedim. But like this, if the tevei is before Amar Ebedim, and since first of the cotton requires he do it, some male, there is no mitzvah. But, and everybody is made it, that as far as Beishas Ukan is concerned, so since it's more made, so he's not. So there should be a chiyuv of shvus hatikon. But when he says on Achst of Tisa's Biti, so it's really today are two things, Beishas Ukan, Beishas Moneh, for which there should be a chiyuv shvus hatikon, hatikon. And Knas, that made the Knas is part of the shvus. The Shaili is, what is the primary tefillah? So the Rabbanan hold, the primary tefillah is Beishas Ugam, because this is something that if he's made it, he's not put. And Shimon says that the primary tree is Knas. Why? Because Knas is fixed without the kites. But Beishas Ugam requires an assessment. So it's not a machlokes in the din, it's a machlokes in the umbrella. But as Noel pointed out, there is a machlokes in din between Rashim and Rabban in regard to Knas after Amar Ebedim. So then the Rabban say there is a theory at court, because after Amar Ebedim it's not. But Rashim says, especially those apostles, the kirchish, so it has to be dumye. Geishek, which is Masyad, that is originally money, but something that is originally Knas, but then it culminates in money. After Amar Ebedim, so then there is no Chiyuv Shvus Hatikon. But so far, the Gemara did not mention any machlokes in the din between Rabban and Rav Shimon. Omulei af al pi. Yes.
Where are the sources that discuss the Yisrael?
Yes.
You only discuss the concept of the Yisrael Kara.
Yeah.
That was just a little thing. You never discuss the Yisrael Kara about which you need an object to be part of.
I'll discuss it now.
Where?
Yes, sure. You're the way clean. You see the thing is cashing. You're the way clean. Yeah. Was it an ice cream car?
Yeah.
I remember it from years ago, from 50 years ago, it hasn't changed. In those days, whenever the ice cream truck passed by, so all the little children used to gravitate, whether here or in the country. As a matter of fact, my son Yossi, when he was 2 years old, from the summer woodland, so an ice cream truck passed by ringing, you know. They say, whenever I hear that kind of ringing, so my heart starts to tremble because of that experience. So my son Yossi was a little mischievous. He was not even 2 years old, so he ran and the truck went over him. And then he was taken to the hospital, Baruch Hashem. Nothing, he didn't have it. I was scared of him, he got a brain concussion. And then I didn't get him. That happened 5 in the morning in Shabbos. That was in Woodridge, in Hotel Israel. Mr. Kleinman was the owner, I mean, those days. I don't know whether it still exists. So that's why, whenever I hear a dream, Chicago, here, with many friends, I start from. That's, you know, because it arouses my memories. Right. Samuels, when I stop it, he says, it will alone has to relate to this. Weil ich mir nach, weil ich dir, weil ich dir auch an den Namen, da ich gehe in Hinterhalt, hat schon ein Täter, ich schaue das auf das. Omele Jakob, ich schaue das auf das, weil ich auf dem Schaue, wenn ich es dann auf das. So taste es alles. Tengeli, tegut euch, war viel. Die Ische, war wohl in Feier, der Sinn gekommen, der Tor ist von Saul, איש יקוד צמשיות, צמשיות גלבות, של הלוך יריס. ומחייב קורם על השליח הזאתי, לעבור עם איש. וכאן נכנס, מה יהיה חושב כאן? כי מה יראה ולא יום הנגדי, כי לא מה נכון לעבור יריסם. So, נראה את זה. So we see from this basis, that without שיחת לפני, there is no חיבוש בסך. The Mokir is a Gemara in Bamitzi, but the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that without Shifat Likli, so there is no fear for his account. The other Shein is in the presence of Bamitzi and say that when the Gemara mentions Shifat Likli, it's in respect to the essay, the Heishik is Akira Ashraposu, the Heishik Ashrosh. So that is on the Shayach Mekha Likli. But suppose there is no Yichud Likli, so there is no essay of Heishik Zagzeva, because Heishik Zagzeva applies to a Dover Ben, not, let's say, the Soheishik Ashoshe, Tzumashiyot. So what did it mean? So like Tzumashiyot, if he denied it, and it wasn't because of Ishtamut from Ishtamut. So there, he was Izzy Gazla. But the essay of Heishik Zagzeva only applies to a specific thing, something is fishy. But Shibudim indebtedness, true Yareva the Isa of Lysixel, if it was not done in Mishnamutik Mishnah, and the Apostle Ladies, but the essay of Hezra Shaboza is not child. But Ligabi Chiv Shvisa Bikodin, we don't require some Shem to say, so we see from this basis that this sheet is not like that. Now let's see the Gemara in Bamitzi. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Mishnah Zot says that if somebody has no smoitz, v'loy moshach peyaitz, he can be chayzeh, the rekeach can be chayzeh, the necher can be chayzeh. But before he is chayzeh here, he has to submit to a mishpach, whether it's a duyem et dinrei, or al tuyem al tinrei, Lakers are buying cover, and we pass like cover, it's how do you not know? And how about the law? It's not spam for Israel. So the Gemara says, because the Amcho base in my son, and as the Rish explained it, that we explained yesterday, it means if somebody doesn't keep his word, so he's either the Isa of Hinshal of Sedek, or Afshal of Sedek. So it's an Isa the Rise, an Isa Rest. So the Mele, is he has a dean of a Neisi my son. Now the question is, when is there a call of Yishapara only if he promised and he gave Mois? But suppose he didn't give any Mois, then there is no Yishapara. Now, Manashah, if the call of Yishapara is based upon the fact that it was even Isa, of Hinshalach Tzedek, Hain Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Hinshalach Tzedek, Ratshalach Tzedek, so even without words, right after the Gemara. Now, as a matter of fact, the Gemara discusses. Let's go over the Gemara. Daf, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. In the middle, Omar Abayich, Vartir Omoyis Kenis, Umeimar Omo Mishich HaKim, Zeyro, Shemo Yeimalei, Nisrufu Chitecha Bali. In other words, if Moyis wouldn't be Kenis, the way it is with the Isaac, so suppose there is a slave. There is a slave. And so the Meich here wouldn't bother, you know, to call the fireman and himself to do everything to pour water, because it's not his loss, it's a Lekeah's loss. So because of that, Chachon won't be sake, he should be able to praise there. So the Meile will be induced to extinguish the fire, because otherwise he'll be chazer, and then he will not even have to make kavod. When does one have to make kavod shepora if he's chazer? Just like that, because crisis of this, then he's make kavod shepora. But if he's chazer because it got lost, so then there is no shepora. So that's the problem. Now, that's Chabir. And the Shlokhi says that Vartio is Mashiach is king, and Moise is not king. Yes. So if Vartio Mashiach is king, so Nos Moise or Moshach Peira is, so then why does he have to submit to Mashiach? The answer is because he's not a nice person anyway. He's not Canaan. How does Rish Lakish know? How does Rabbi Yechon know that Vartio Moise Canaan? So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi Daf Mem Dov on the basis that he learns it out from the Nosan HaKesed Bikomah. It's like being a Deishis. So what Chayachas does it have to GME talking? So it's mashma from this Rashi that is mama the same amoch as being a patient. What does pidyon mean? Let's say he has a patient and he wants to be paid in the hedge. So he puts, let's say, 10 slowing near the hedge on the table. Let's say if the hedge, the chavish or hedge, is worth 10 slowing. So he puts on the table 10 sloim, and he says the kedusha of this chayfet, whatever it is, should be taken off from the chayfet and should overtake the 10 sloim. So memele, that means that the 10 sloim is the exchange of the chayfet. So it's kesef teroi. So I'm totally notes of it. Now there is a machlekes in Simen, Kupzadik Tess, or Reish, between the Siman, the Tess, and the Gabikar, the Machlekes is the Gabikar, not the Gabital. So the Gabikar, so the Smashi thing is that even Gabikar, the Gabikar, the Kesset is so to begin, no Machlekes, so is the Kesset, Yik, as a matter of fact, and Dushin is his nickname, Isha, his nickname, Yosef, because of the Yashove of Tichot the Ephraim. So how do we know that as the Ephraim, Kesel is Kene, because so is the Kesef Yik. So Meir is saying that Gushin is also. So the smashy thing is that even though we learn out a Gushin Kesef from Karke, and we should kesef, it's kesef in the it's not hard to say, gabihisha, that the pute is the exchange of the no amount in money, no amount of kesef in the world could be the exchange of a human being, ishi, a man, or whoever it is. So, but still is the alphacy. But by karke, according to this ma, it is kesef for him. then you ask, and the Taz says, no, since we learn how Kesedush from Karka, and by Kesedush it's certainly Kesedkinya, so by Karka it's also Kesedkinya. Now the Kashi is Bishlin, according to the Taz, that that by Karka it's Kesedkinya. So we understand this, why Karka is needed to be quoted. But according to the Sma, that by Karka is Kesedroyan, so how is it that if he buys this soda, if he food and sells this soda to Shia, and the soda is worth 1,000 Jews, and Shia gives Ruvay only one quoted, so how is it Kesedroyan? All right, then you know exactly, but still, the Tom says, but if it's Kidigomov, then there is an oil. So, if it's the 100% difference, so here, one pute, 3,000 rules. So the answer is, I mean, that has the smart discusses for them.
But he discusses the
non-Tarquoise? No, non-Tarquoise. Is, if it's Kesedroyan, so how is one pute?
So the rest is Halakha.
It will be Zokfei Olam Milve. What is Zokfei Olam Milve? Rashi says, Zokfei Olam Milve, he gave him a promissory note. In other words, he gives him a pute. So...
Where is the Rashi?
In Yasser Zom. Whenever the Menorah mentions Zokfei Olam Milve. Not in regard to this, but whenever the Menorah mentions Zokfei Olam Milve. So Rashi says, "Kibin Shemoson Shtar Ayesh Lasho." Lasho, the Lord, so what does a promissory note? Let's say, if I owe a person, let's say, somebody worked for me, so I have to pay. I owe him $100 for the work he did. And then, so Shmita is not a challenge. The chid of Chasach. Zokro the Milne, then Shmita is a challenge. So Rashi says, that's a Shmita. So Rashi, and this mission is mentioned in many Gemaras. So Rashi says, Zokro the Milne, Kigen Shenosa will shtar of the Chasach. So what does it mean? It means, he owes him 100 dinarim for the work. So the payout in exchange of the promise he makes, the written promise he makes, to give him 100 zoos, he forgoes on the original chayiv of Sasoch because of the new debt. It's in many places, please. I don't make the outshot US Tayshia. In many places, I see Sunni, in Psochim, and where is the Mishneh of Ishvis, Mishametes, cited, I don't remember of it. Outshot you, please. I'm not fatigued. But don't make me do it now. Okay. So, in other words, Suzok for the means that. The Sochel, the payer, releases the indebtedness of Sasoch here in exchange for a new indebtedness. That it takes place today among business people, you know, when you owe a debt to a certain person and then he doesn't pay up in time. So then he releases that debt and he makes another promissory note. And it can continue many, many times. So, in other words, so that means that this, so if it's up for a new way, so that's why, according to the smart, so Karaki is nicknamed the Pukit, even though it's Hatoi, and even though it's Kesetoi, and the value of the Sode is 1,000 rupees, it gives him only a Pukit, so that means it gives him a down payment. And the rest is mischayim. So mele, it is kesed. It is kesed.
So what's the difference between kesed kinyan and kesed peram?
Kesed kinyan is like dush.
Right.
It's not you pay the value of the domain of the ish, and domain of the affair. It's kesel tiyan. And by so, according to the sma, it's kesel. And according to the taz, it's kesel tiyan. All right, that's like a quiz. How about it? Some totally, we see from this Rashi, it's certainly kesel tiyan. Because if it's kesel tiyan, by talking, how did we learn it out from Pidyon Ekdeishes? Pidyon Ekdeishes is certainly not Kesef Pidyon, because Pidyon by definition means what? One is the exchange of the chlipul of the other. So we see from Rashi that by the talking, it is certainly Kesef Pidyon.
No, but according to the Tosfos Riazaki conclusion,
yeah, okay,
it says that Mutlakis is not focused on the Yochanan.
One second, not that Zimach, like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so Kalki is Nikne Bikese for two reasons. First of all, because of Sodis Bikese Fiku. And that's because of him, just like a conclusion. And then Kalki shouldn't be Gorua, can be Tauki. So even in Tauki, there is a money that we need to pay the keset, the purchase price of the object, so it becomes yours, so why should Tarki be the one? So what the meaning is, we have a milveh. So milveh, kavi milveh milveh. Because so milveh cannot be considered as keset ki. Because milveh is only, so the ben is not there. So he just meyachu, the shibudim. So he has to give her something. He doesn't give her anything. She has a noye. She has the benefit of kesef, but it's not kesef mamash. Unless you the chid achir, it's been blessed, because then he gives her. He doesn't have to give her something tangible. He can give her shibudim also. But when you cancel that, it did. Isha owes their husband 1,000 rubles, and then he cancels the debt and he says, because of that cancellation, I want you to be Mekadesh. So she talks Mekadesh, because he doesn't give a kesef. Yes, by Karki, so the Rambam passes that Karki is nikkun. So the Gemara in Dushan says, let me get a noy, what a new toynik. I'm having a new way in the day. A heavy mediation, a heavy in the day. We shoving the back, she in the day. So the Gemara says, the amulet will be toynik, no, a my back in the day. So there's the kasha against the Amulet. So the Gemara says, see the Amulet passes. And even if we say Mildalava Itzoyimitno, so the Machimine is, if the same Magbeis of Dalvoy is still there, she didn't spend it yet. So Tom Mandoma, Mildalava Itzoyimitno, so then it can be Kavish. But if he spent it, so then of course, it's in the Gresh. So the Mor says, Vi Amret Mildel Itzoyimitno, so the Machama in the Gresh. So the Gemara makes it a special thing. So this, as often said, is the kasha against the Rambam. And it gives a teretz that this subway in Gushin that he has goes according to the Shlosh, that Moses is any kings by the Tolkien. So the Mele is not kings by Tarki either. Mitzad, the din that it is kings and Tolkien. It's a physical one. So there's a chat. So machine key, the Rambam passes like a Yochanan, the Baku of Moses came in, and if Moses came in, so that
so
there's Kesef Pidyon, so even Milveh is Pidyon.
So therefore now come back to the Rashi. When Rashi compares it to Hekdesh, you could say it goes because of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's no raya according to Rashi.
But why should you say
that?
What?
It's no raya according to Rashi that in general Karka is nicknamed for the Kesef Pidyon and not for Kesef Pidyon. He's only saying that in Rav Yochanan.
Okay, but why after all, why should we introduce another machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Shlokish without Hefer? Rav Yochanan does not say that there is another machlekes than Rav Yochanan.
He doesn't.
Rav Yochanan says that according to Shlokish, that Moses is not king altogether on the Talmud.
Right.
So by Karka there is only one deal. Because suddenly because of Yik. Suddenly because of Yik, no, it's because of Yik. I think it's about Rabbi Yechanan.
You mean that according to us, as you're asking, they would agree by Metalton and they're not focused
on Karka?
No, but the Rambam said it even by Metalton.
But the Rambam says
it. You won't get into Karka. Not only by Karka, but even by Metalton.
That's right.
Rambam equates Karka to
Metalton. That's right.
He says you will not get a Mishapara if it's a Kenyan of through Halal. Let's say.
Yeah. Because since it passes like a bear, so neither I say to be crazy or in my doubt. But Chacham on the Sake, Shalahim on this for Tech of Alu, but Kake cannot be stopped by Alu. So the difference Chacham of Shalahim of Alu is limited only to Mithalti, not to Kakoe.
And by Mithalti?
By Mithalti, so there is. It's a first Chacham.
He has a right to be
called. Yeah, I can be called. And then there is a Machlekes between Paranoia and the Rambam. What was the Tachonis Chacham? So, one sheet's Rishayim is Tachonis Chacham, and he understands that he's not Kenyan, clearly, even if he's not Chesed. So then, it becomes his as of the Mashiach as a pair. What most Rishayim say now, that since the Raisi Tiske, and he turned it into Chesed, so through the Chacham of Misaki, he has a legal right to the Chesed as long as he submits to the Shepora. But if he's not Chesed,
then he derives to the Mars of
Atreyas. Atreyas comes. But by Kakoyes, there is no Tachame of Shemayim or Nisku Tachem Ali. Because you can't stop a Sode in the Aliyas.
So therefore, according to the Raman, let's say, by the Kalkon.
Yes.
So Kiran works.
Yes.
Kesem Mitoris Piron was by Karko.
Yeah. And by Karko.
And by Karko also.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you are saying that Rav Yochanan, and this is the sheet of Rav Yochanan.
Yeah, but there is no machlekes between Rav Yochanan. There is no additional machlekes between. It's just an afkimine, an accidental afkimine. Not that there is a machlekes in it. A double machlekes between Rav Yochanan. You are trying to say there is a twofold machlekes. There is no twofold machlekes. It's just an accidental afkimine. That's what it is, the Yazakh says.
Meaning in the case of the Talmud.
That's right. In case of Kakoi, it's not physical. According to Rav Yochanan, that the Talmud and the Midrash are the noise, so Karka is not Gorua from the Talmud. And there, just by the Talmud, it's the Talmud, it's the Talmud. So by Kakoyis, it's also Targesetori. And Nuve can be considered as Gesetori. Nuve can, because it is very, Nuve is Mufke of Kesetkinye, but Nuve is not cancellation. Mechilas HaNuve is not Mufke of Kesetori.
And according to Rishwaki,
there is no Kinyan of the Bamitalkin of Kesetori. But by Kalke, there is an extra Jerusalem, some because if Yikne, that's Kesetkinye. So there is no twofold Mufke.
Okay, it's one more
thing. Okay, that's what I said. Now...
Remember, this one second. And therefore, coming back to the Rashi, right?
Yeah.
So when Rashi goes ahead and brings a Makos for Rabbi Yochanan...
Yeah. Yeah.
And he learns it from Hekdesh, you're saying, you see from Rashi, that by Metalkalim,
Makos
is Kesetiro.
Yeah.
And you're saying, really fundamentally, everybody would agree.
Just, that's right.
It's just Rishwaki holds there's no such thing as Makos from
Kesetiro. That's right. Yeah. All right. Now... Then there is another machlekes Rishim between Rashi and Dada Rishim that the Machne Frayim discussed.
Wait, just one second. And also, I would look at the Rashi, you claim by Hefker Bez and Hefker.
Yeah, well, I'm done with it.
So the Rashi is definitely Zion.
That's right. So Rashi says, what's enough to mean between Rabbi and Rishim? I said, Rabbi, what's the practical of you? So he says, suppose Reuven is Mecha Pirot to Shimon, and then Shimon is Mikadish and Misha with the Pirot that he was not Misha. Now if he's not Misha, how can he be Makhlo to Misha? Through King Yisuda, and doing this, you know, it's simple. Or through King Agenfor, for King Yisuda. A Misha is not in Gudeshes of the King Yisuda. If the Gdush is on
the Gdush. But how is he Mikadish, with the money or the object?
With the object.
No, I think what she says
but
with money.
No, with the payers. But how does he come transfer the payers to the Ishim? Of Nazar.
No, I'm sorry,
you're the person of the Rosh. Okay. The Rosh. Yeah. In Afghanistan, I'm sorry. In Chidish Rabbi Yechon Habidush, in the Reise Kami, with the day you, with the Shlokish Leavidush, so it means, if he was in the Kabbalah, the Yishit, in the Keah, was in the Kabbalah, the Keah gave voice for the prayers, but the prayers still remained in the Mechas Rishus, he was in Kabbalah and Yishit with the prayers, so the Keah. So how did the Yishit get the prayers? It's still in the Shlokish Leavidush. Tukin Sudan. So, the other Rishim Machere Rashi, and they say, what's enough to mean? Whether it's Kenyan here from Rashi, Rashi emphasizes the Nikude that it's Kenyan here, I see. The implication being that if the Kenyan had been only with the Rabbanon, then it wouldn't be rich. So Machne Frayim is Kashi, but Hefka Beznev. So Machne Frayim says, the Machleikin between Rashi and Abba Rishim is in every Hefka Beznev. So, is the king of Chalm the Raisi? Or, it's only the other. So according to Rashi, so the Abba Rishim know that every Hefka Beznev care, so the king is Chalm the Raisi. So they couldn't mention that
because if you learn the Rashi holds like the Balaam, not like the Ramban,
we're
basically midaraisa the most are konos, except you have the right to be mafkia the king of Moses. So therefore, if you go ahead and mekadesh the ish, it's too late to be mafkia. That's the pshat of Rashi. You don't have to come on to Hefker Bez and Hefker doesn't have the call. You could say it has the call. But here the reason is different because you learn like the Balamor.
Yeah, so you can say, why do you say he does, the Rashi is reference to the Kings. Well, he wasn't crazy. And he was Mekadosh and Ishi. No one was crazy, and then he was Mekadosh.
Well, even if there was a Kazarov, it won't help.
What's the difference? I'm telling you what Machmed Chaim says. And he makes up, go over the Machne Chaim, it's a very interesting Machne Chaim. He mentioned. But the question is, if Hefka Bez Nefka only implies that the moment becomes his with the Rabbanon, so how all the Takonis Chacham, let's say, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds about here, Shishish, in the eyes, but the Rabbanon, the Rambam passes that in the eyes, the Baal is not here, Shishish. So let's say, who are Shinzer? If she has a father, if she has a son, so the son Yashin Christ, if she has a father, no children, and she has a father, Yashin. So how did the Chacham really say?
This is what you say, we're focused on Rabbanon
and Rabshim Gamliel. When Rabshim Gamliel says, the Baal is here, he is his name, with the Raisin. The Rambam paskins like the Rambam. The Baal is here, she sees the only the Rambam. The Rambam and the Chacham itself has the paskin like the Shin Gamliel. The Baal is here, she sees the with the eyes. So, according to Machne Frey, according to Rashi, Hefka Bez Nefka, only it means that it's his with the Rambam, but not with the eyes. So the question is, if Midaraisa, he doesn't become the husband. So then Midaraisa is even suggested. If Midaraisa, he belongs to the father. Belongs to the father. And or to the son. And the Baal Tachachom on the Sake, the Baal takes it. So every time he's Mishlamish, with the moment of his wife, he's even suggested. So the answer is...
They could take away.
Now that's right. In other words, according to Machna Freyden, Rashi Shiti is, after all, there is Gemara in it. There is Gemara in it. How do we know the Halacha of Hefka Bez Nefka? It's Gemara in Shalech. So, two more words. Because the Gemara has the kashe about Chul, the Hillel being the Sakim of Chul's book, so how could Hillel change the Din HaTorah? So the Gemara Tzorobah says, Hefka Bez Nefka. The Omer of Yitzchok, Naim she Hefka Bez Nefka. Shenema b'chol ha-shal yobei, l'shleishes ha-yomim, l'atzes ha-sorim, v'askenim, yachan po rechushei, v'hui vodem talagim. You cannot be given from the kuches or from Yoshi, from Italy, only from kuches, not from Italy. The giving of the sake that a Misha can be given to Boston, even from Italy. And every Malve can be given to Boston from Italy. So the Roshi Ksuba says that this was not based upon Hefka. But in the Gemara, so the situation changed, and it could be given from it out. Because the Gemara, that's some of what in Ksuba says that the Arabi didn't change since the time of the Gemara. In Iraq, Arabi means Iraq. So, Elisha can be given to Ksubasa from the camel. because the camel in Arabia is the basis of the camel. Today it's different vis-a-vis, you know, the dictator, but vis-a-vis the Amen, the Mishugoy itself. It's still the basis of the economy. In the old city you still see Arabs driving on donkeys. I seldom see them in the old city riding on the camel, but usually on donkeys. So Bamal Barabye, so initially is very expensive. So the Rosh says that HaKadosh HaGeim was just exacting a royal value because of the change situation. Because the reason is why in the inner ignore, you can only be given from Kakuis and the Talkland, because Bismar Chazal, when a person lent money to somebody else, his reliance was upon the real property. Not with Mitalkin, because Mitalkin you can hide, you can take away, so he has no security. So Kakuis, you cannot hide, you cannot put away, you cannot take to another country, so that each places his confidence. So that's why the Gemara says, in case of Puzla or Akak, in other words, that when is a declaration of Puzla effective, if the Leve has Kakuis, even if he has it, he must. But if he doesn't have Kakuis, he has a lot of Mitalkin. Chamir, Malin, Tseilin, Boba, you cannot execute a Puzla. But today, it's different, it's not again. So, the basis of the economy is not exclusively in Kakuis. It's in Mitalkin also. That's it today. So I suppose that an account in the bank is the biggest security you have in the world, you know, that you just tell, you get an attachment and all of the product, and then you cannot take it away. So that's the Shittah, on the basis of the Moray, that's some in Shittah. But the other Rishonim do not agree with the Shittah, and they say that it's not a royal game based upon the changed situation, but it's based upon Hefka business. Then they let me say, the Rashbor, the Rambam, that Hefka Beznefka, the Kiach of Hefka Beznefka, is vested even in the game, who are not Sanil of the Yod, who are not Chachmei HaKabbalah. The Rambam is Chayk. Rambam says, the Rambam is in two places, in the Sishes, in the Maulay, in the Sishes, the Gabi, the Ksube, Maulay, the Gabi, and now. We got the other way. Paying $2 with a small little $8 for $1. For Dick New Game Machrain Kula, she years by fame given Tautin in a Yosh. The fame done in the soil of the Cholbezer Shabeo. The Cholbezer Shabeo. I would admire him for your case in the store of fingers, to receive this in a carpet, in a Tautin. Yes, so the minig in the Aras and Arab, or in the Aras and Arab West, in Spain, see, and the Arab countries. So the minig is that whenever there is a star, so the leader writes a star, I am the Shabbat, that's the way it's written the Ksuba today. The Kakoyim, the Talta, the Kulim, the Al Katfoy, the Chayayu was Chaya, the Yemen Nanu Olam. So there, without the Kanesagim, he eats his name. Because even though she was like Chal, like Chal, if he was not the Shabbat, but if he was the Shabbat, helps and other ways of entities, supposedly each other. So the truth of that fact, our mildly encased in the story fables, she is always in a part of the top. Then the fire of the Nachamis, the Yitzhak of Nazir, Yezala, whose your body was on the top, the Chachmer now, Shemel lead out here in the policy. The Yitzhak on the same gates is ready to be, she will kill out the police are training, the fire of the Yitzhak. Now, in the facetious, he elaborates more on the policy.